This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Decided to bring sanity to the world in this hour of the HIV program. Why?
People are crazy.
Yes, they are. And
all
we're here.
All you have to do is look at the headlines. People are nuts.
Yes, to provide you with discussion, thought-provoking intervention, because we want to stop you from doing some of the crazy stuff, just in case you had it in your mind. Tuesday, the 14th of August, almost halfway through the month of August, Jennifer. Hoo-ha. Victoria has a sore, scratchy throat. She sounds like this today, so she's not here. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Jennifer leading off. This is another one of those crazy, it's just crazy. So you lead with the crazy, will you, Jen?
Yeah, while you were sleeping, there seems to be what they're looking at as a terror incident in London, where a car has rammed a street near Parliament. British authorities said that they were treating a car ramming incident outside the House of Parliament as a terror incident and that a male suspect has been arrested. The country's counterterrorism command is leading the investigation. Police said a number of pedestrians were injured in the incident, but didn't specify exactly how many. None of those hit were in serious condition, according to authorities. The suspect was described to be in his late 20s, and he was arrested on suspicion of terror offenses, according to police. An eyewitness said that the crash looked like it was deliberate. She said she was walking on the other side of the road. She heard some noise, someone screaming. She turned around and saw a silver car driving very fast, close to the railings, maybe even on the pavement. There are dozens of armed police on the scene. According to Sky News, the car slammed into barriers that had been extended following the Westminster Bridge attack. And what I think what strikes me here is that usually these terror attacks have kind of they look the same. What has changed, and I don't know if this is a sign of the times, of people maybe getting more afraid, is that typically the perpetrators of the attack did not allow it so that they would survive. In the last several attacks that I've seen, these guys are getting arrested. Have you noticed that?
The terrorists are getting arrested.
Normally they just go until they can't go anymore, if you catch
right.
my drift.
Yeah.
Now it seems that there's something different with the latest round of terror attacks where these guys are actually getting put into jail.
What is different, though, other than that fact? What
is
different?
Are they scared? Are they letting their fear play into it? Are they just being caught faster?
Are they Muslims? Is this guy a Muslim?
I don't know. I would guess that this is probably this has the smell of a Muslim terror attack, because keep in mind they have like a whole how-to guide online, and the rule number one is if you don't have a gun, use a knife. If you don't have a knife, use a car. If you don't have a car, use a rock, essentially. And yeah. They tell you how to weaponize anything. So it seems like it would be. I don't want to make the jump, but it seems like it would be.
Well, are we making a jump because we're suggesting that it's a Muslim? If this guy's been arrested but not identified yet, then maybe we're not being fair.
Yeah,
we
don't know. But yeah. It looks like it. I just think it's interesting if it is. And they're actually talking about it. They're comparing it to the terror attack last March with Khalid Massoud, who was a Muslim terrorist. But it just seems odd to me. I don't know. It just strikes me that the latest round have been interesting, that the police have actually been able to arrest the suspect.
Are we profiling here? Are we profiling? Is it a?
I don't think so. If you have a set of facts, which we know, and that is that a car was used, it was driven intentionally down a sidewalk. It was a man in the 20s. I don't know. I don't know. You're just kind of making an educated jump. You're doing what police are doing, trying to investigate what this looks like.
All right. So tell me whether this is making that same Muslim assumption. United Nations this week questioning China over what the UN calls credible reports that Chinese authorities are keeping a million or more Muslims in a massive internment camp. They're a special group of Muslims. They're called Uyghurs. I think that's how you pronounce it. U-I-G-H-U-R-S. Never heard of them before. They're an ethnic minority in China, primarily Muslim. UN says it has reports that the region is functioning as an internment camp. Says another 2 million of these people have been forced to undergo indoctrination and so-called re-education. Wow. Sounds like a return to Germany. Reports say abuse, torture, and death are commonplace in these camps. Most of those detained reportedly never been charged with any crime. Simple acts like having a long beard or using Muslim greetings are enough to get you arrested. Wow. No comment from the Chinese yet. See, another reason not to support like the Chinese. I have found, and this is a statement that probably some of you will throw a rock at me for, I have found in my experience, in my life, that Asians are racists. The Japanese especially.
That's a big
horrible
statement
racist
to make.
if you go to Japan, you would find any report. Look up, just Google Japan/racism and see what you come up with.
Well, you'll find that if you look up United States/racism, too.
Yeah,
you'll find
not
that if you
listen,
look up anywhere.
It's not, yeah, but that's not what, that's. I'm not saying that we aren't. I'm just making a statement about Asians. There are plenty of people in this country. And, by the way, the Japanese may have a reason in their mind, given the internment camps that they were put into prior to and during World War II. West Coast was loaded with Japanese who even were Native Americans. Anybody who had Japanese ties, they put them in camps. There were hundreds of thousands of them on the West Coast, not only in California, Jennifer, but in Oregon and Washington. Not so many in Washington State, but Oregon and California, hundreds of thousands of Japanese were put in camps and left there through most of the war. So it's not unique. You're right. It's not unique to China. It's probably not unique to any area of the world. In the history of the world, you'll find these sorts of things. Hell, the Spanish used to do it to non-Christians. The Moors from Spain that migrated over to Italy, they'd put them in camps. In Spain, they put them in camps. They'd kill them. When the Catholic Revolution around the time of Columbus, for centuries, if you were a Catholic, you better look out. In that part of Europe, they'd kill you.
So as a people, when do we learn to not do this anymore?
That's a
because
very,
we keep doing it over and over
excellent
again.
Excellent question.
And then we
because
keep thinking we've moved on, and we haven't.
I remember, I'm going to bring, there's a little levity here. Those of you who remember Captain Kangaroo and Tom Terrific, mm-hmm. Greatest hero never, I can be what I want to be, and if you'd like to see, follow, just follow me. Well, in the cartoon characters that were created for Tom Terrific was a character who was really bad to the core. His name was Rocky Appleton, and he was bad to the core. Appleton, get it? Bad.
Yeah, he was a bad apple.
He was a bad apple, yes. All right, so these people are bad apples, Kara. Rocky Appleton, rotten to the core. All right, so there's a return with us now to the sterling days of yesteryear when we were kids. Do you even know who Tom Terrific, do you even know who Captain Kangaroo is? Either of you?
I know Jennifer. Captain Kangaroo. I don't know Tom Terrific. I used to watch Captain Kangaroo as a kid. I loved it.
Yeah, well, the Tom Terrific cartoons are on there. Kara,
yeah, I probably just
assume we've left you in the dust.
That didn't sink in.
I know, because we talk about it on a more regular basis than you would think. Definitely heard you mention Captain Kangaroo before, but no, I'm not familiar.
Okay. One of the first interviews I did when I was on WMCA in New York back in the 80s was with Bob Keeshan, who played Captain Kangaroo. And I remember spending...
Are you starstruck?
He was fascinating. I spent a whole hour with him on the air talking about his life. He was the original Clarabelle the Clown on Howdy Doody. And then Neither of you remember that, or even know what I'm talking about, probably, but some people listening do. And he was a wonderful human being. Fascinating stories. Pretty much like Mr. Rogers. I would say he was the precursor. Captain Kangaroo was the precursor to
Mr. Rogers. Roberts.
Yeah. No, there was a movie called Mr. Roberts. Henry Fonda played Mr. Roberts. There was actually Jack Lemmon. Let me think.
Playing stream of conscious games with
people. Yeah.
I could start with, like...
How did we do that? Yep. Okay. Here we are on the DJV program with a reminder about how to get a really fabulous night's rest. Passion and an organization have led Mike Lindell to invent a pillow, which then brought him into business. And over the past 12 years, this entrepreneur has been on a roller coaster. He has persevered through all kinds of obstacles, like those of us who are in our own businesses do, day to day, every week, every month, every year. Jennifer, you can speak to that. I can speak to that, and he can speak to that. So he was told to sell out his company to an overseas outfit that wanted to take over his customer list. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm sticking with this. And so now, right here in the USA, 1,500 people have jobs. The plant works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have great customer service because they have a great product. Jennifer, you like your MyPillows. I've actually I've sort of broadened. I've got sheets from MyPillow. I have a dog bed from MyPillow. Very comfortable. Everything that they have is based on your needs and your comfort. So if you're having a hard time getting a good night's rest, you can't fall asleep. When you finally do, you don't stay asleep. You'll be happy to know there is a fix to that by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50% on most everything in the catalog. Start off with the two premium pillows, the two go-anywhere pillows. You get four for the price of two. That's 50% off in my book. 100% machine washable, 100% dryable. You put them in the dryer, I think, before you use them, right? Isn't that what you do with yours?
Yeah, you have to. I think that's how you get started.
Yep. All right, 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. So all of these things put together make a fabulous reason for you to go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV and get a better night's rest with all of the comfort that they have there, starting with their MyPillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good to hear Dolly Parton's voice. 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Kara and I welcome her voice as she's been honored with a leadership award named after her, in fact. She received Leadership Tennessee's first ever Dolly Parton Excellence in Leadership Award at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Leadership Tennessee officials say she was given the award for her, quote, selfless work to improve lives all across Tennessee. And you know that that is really her MO. Her Smoky Mountain Rise telethon raised $12 million for victims of the devastating Gatlinburg fires a couple of years ago. Also, her Imagination Library mails free books to children from birth until they begin school, regardless of the income level of the families to which they belong. More than 100 million books, wow, have been mailed to children since 1995. 100 million books.
She's been so ahead of her time.
Yeah,
the entire
hasn't she?
Time she's been around.
Yeah.
She's just amazing.
She just seems to be good through and through, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Through and through.
She knows it's, you can hear in her story, she knows how important it is to give back because of her upbringing. And
she had nothing.
She had nothing. She and her family had nothing.
Zero. God love her. I mean, more people like that. All right, let's move over as long as in the country pew here, Jennifer, to Jason Aldean, who says that he and his wife Brittany are going to have a papooski.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby girl on the way.
And they're pregnant, too.
Yeah. It's interesting how people today say they are pregnant.
That's the new politically correct way of saying it. Even though he's doing none of the work, zero.
Well, he did some work to get.
Yeah, but he did the easy part.
Easy capeasy. All right, anyway, so they had announced they were having their second child back in July.
She was just pregnant a second ago, by the way.
Really?
You already know that? Well, they have a baby that. Pretty young. How old is their kid? Does the story say?
Let's see. They have They have a daughter, Kendall, who's 10, and Keely, 15. But that's, oh, that's from his first marriage.
Oh, I see, yeah. The Memphis Aldean, who's 8 months old.
Yeah, there you go.
And now she's pregnant again.
Really?
Like, no, step away from the hoo-ha.
No, thank you.
Good Lord.
Let's go. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on in Safari with me. All right, so congratulations to the Aldeans. That's the wife, Brittany, and Jason. All right, update on Aretha Franklin, who, as you'll remember from yesterday, and it's been really widely covered that she was on her way out, and now has hospice care at home, surrounded by her family. She was, what did we determine yesterday, 76, 77?
Yeah, 76.
Somewhere in there. Been sick for a while, apparently, even though, as Jennifer pointed out, she's been touring. Probably was good therapy for her, in a manner of speaking. But the family's been very quiet about what actually is the problem, which she is suffering with. But if she's going through hospice care in the way that it's been described, I would say it was probably cancer, but I don't know that for a fact. And nobody has certainly speculation here and there. And it's not important anyway. The important thing to remember about Aretha is the fabulous career that she's had. How much fun she seems to have had in her life. The voice, the way that she has presented herself, just all of it good. So that's what we remember about Aretha Franklin and hold in our core. At least that's what I do. I remember as a jock playing her stuff very early on. She's been around, man, in terms of entertaining, what, 55 years? Got a great, great legacy. So hold a good thought as she passes on. She hasn't yet, but I'm guessing that won't be long. Aretha Franklin in our thoughts at 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Be true to your actual self. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your actual self consists of the qualities that you see yourself having. Your ideal self consists of the qualities you believe you can have. Your ought self is the person you believe you should have been. The bigger the gap between your actual self and ideal self, the worse you'll likely feel about yourself. The closer your actual self is to your ideal self, though, obviously, the better you'll feel about yourself. Your ought self, well, that's not realistic. If you ought to have been something, then you would have been. And hindsight is always 20/20. So the more accurate reality is that you are who you are, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's awesome. Embrace who you actually are and strive to become who you want to be. Listen to Emotional Management, the talk show on KDKARadio.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people injured after a car drives into a group of bicyclists outside Parliament in London early today. An eyewitness telling the BBC a small hatchback appeared to deliberately drive into the cyclists and then into a barrier outside the Palace of Westminster, where the two houses of Parliament meet. Another witness telling Sky News,
I've seen smoke coming out of a vehicle, and it's all been like high speed, and then you've got the specialists coming in, specialist police, so it's been very, very dramatic.
A man was seen being led away in handcuffs by police. There are primaries today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. In Wisconsin, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist aims to become the first transgender governor. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Later this week, we will discuss on the DJV program whether or not Elvis is alive, because the anniversary of his that's what you're told by the conventional media, that he's gone. But no, I'm not so sure about that. That'll be Thursday. Today is Tuesday the 14th. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Pleased to be with you on the DJV program. Without Victoria, I'm not pleased to be here. Without Victoria, I'm pleased to be here. Period. End of sentence. New sentence. Victoria is not here, because she has a bad sore throat and can't talk on the air. So Kara and Jennifer are here holding up that side of the equation. Let's get to the California fires in an update. I guess we would consider the information that seems to be prevalent good news, Jennifer. Yes?
Yeah, I think most of the fires in California, and there are 18 of them, seem to be getting under control, more contained. The one, the Holy Fire that's burning in my neck of the woods in Southern California, I think is at 52% containment. So we're not out of the woods, but definitely the weather's been cooperating, and exactly. And firefighters seem to be making progress on it. It seems that big fire up in Mendocino, the Mendocino Complex fire, should be contained, fully contained in September. September, so that's good news, September 1st. Right. One of the interesting elements of the California fire story is that they've been asking for inmates, people who are in the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, 3,400 of them, actually, to be exact, have been helping firefighters work to contain these fires, right? They've been doing 24-hour shifts alongside firefighters. Well, it turns out that California firefighters earn about $74,000 per year plus benefits, while inmates for doing the same thing are earning just $2 per day with an additional dollar per hour when fighting the active fire. How about that?
Mm. So what is that? Why should they be paid at all? If they're repaying a debt to society?
I agree with you. Newsweek is trying to make
it here.
Well, I'd be with you. Newsweek is actually trying to be provocative here, saying, is this right that they're making $2 an hour plus an additional dollar an hour when they're fighting an active fire? And these are inmates that don't have histories of arson, sex crimes, kidnapping, gang affiliation, or escape attempts. So these are like your average old everyday inmate.
Yeah, right.
That can volunteer.
These are guys that don't really need to be in jail. They should be doing some other community service, i.e. what they're doing, and getting paid a couple of bucks an hour to do it.
I'm a hard rear end. Maybe this is what you would call me, but I think maybe I'm acting like, I don't know, but when I think people go into prison and they are part of the system, that they should be doing things that help pay back their debt to society. And I think picking up trash along the freeway, fighting fires, so that's all good.
Do you get paid the same amount for picking up trash on the side of
the road?
Depends
on the state.
I don't know if you should get paid at all.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm curious about, because one of the benefits is that, you know, these are all nonviolent offenders, so they're staying in a low security camp outside. They get better food, they get other things, they have more freedom than when they're inside the jail. So I think that's kind of the payment. One of the interesting things that I did read, though, is I guess that there's a law in California that prohibits people who've been in jail from becoming firefighters when they get out. I'm sure it applies to other jobs
as
well.
The background check, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting.
Why?
To me, because what I'm kind of confused about the point of going to jail, because we talk about you're going and paying a debt to society or repaying the debt that you have, you know, caused. And so what's the point of doing that if then you're not able to work jobs when you get out?
You're asking the right question for sort of the right reason. The reason for people like this in being in jail in the first place is a huge question that many social architects are examining and wondering about the entire prison system, how it runs, for whose benefit it is run, where there is private versus public prisons, how many people there are in prison, the overcrowding, what it costs the taxpayer, and what the hell are they doing there if they haven't done something violent and are not a danger to society, then there's no reason for them to be in jail. You give them as you've just suggested, a public service position, and if they have, let's say, stolen money from somebody, all the money they make goes to the people who have been grieved. Putting people in jail for nonviolent crimes is an absolute outrage, and there's no reason. I am offended. I am annoyed by, in my tax world, having to pay for people in jail. They get three squares a day, a bed. It costs the taxpayers on average $40,000 a year to have each and every person incarcerated. Why am I paying for some guy to go to vacation? You hear stories all the time of people that commit nonviolent crimes because they don't have any place to live. They want to go to jail. Okay, so you get 3 months in jail, you get 3 years in jail, whatever it is. You got a roof over your head. People leave you alone in the nonviolent sector. It's like going to camp.
Right.
And you and I are paying for it. Why? It's craziness.
I would agree with you. I think that there definitely needs to be a talk about prison reform, but I also think while prisoners are there, they should be fulfilling, whether they're violent criminals or not. Until the system is changed, they should be fulfilling a debt to society, paying back the amount that it's costing to house them. And so when you have them being able to fight a fire, or you have them cleaning up trash on the side of the road or maybe removing graffiti, I'm all for it.
I say ixnay to Newsweek for drawing the conclusion that they've drawn, frankly.
Well, I agree that it's good that they're in there, and they're doing like a two-week training camp before fighting fire, so they actually learn skills.
And, but your point is, why can't they get a job as a firefighter when they get out of jail?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, that's kind of my point, is if they're going in there and they're learning skills, which I think is beneficial to them and beneficial to us, then when they get out of jail, they should be able to use those.
Who makes
things.
These rules? Who
the answer
comes
to
up
that
with
is
these rules?
The process, at least from my friends who would be gone on to become firefighters, and actually
I'm
a friend right now who's going.
Rules. I'm talking about in general, Jennifer.
But I'm just saying, I mean, just to finish my statement here, and then we can talk about those rules, but I think it is very difficult to become a firefighter or police officer. If you have a history, if you say, oh, as a kid, I smoked marijuana at a party, I have a friend who got disqualified for actually saying he never had done drugs, but that he had been in the presence of someone smoking marijuana, and he was disqualified from becoming a firefighter.
What a stupid.
So either you're a really good liar and you lie and say that you've never had access with any of that stuff, or you tell the truth and you run the risk.
Pretty soon
of
there won't be
hired.
Anybody among us who's going to be able to say that. So there'll be no firefighters and everything will burn to the ground. How do you like that? That's what's going to happen because everybody's going to be exposed to marijuana. Look at where it's going. That's a crazy nuts. You're out of your mind. People with crude judgmental thinking like that, nuts. All right, let's just, before we move on to celebration of today and the TV report and sports and stuff, and the other fire that people have been talking about in Yosemite, which the valley, Yosemite Valley is the crown jewel of Yosemite National Park. They're reopening today after having been closed for almost a month. The peak season, of course, is now, but there was an enormous wildfire raging there. The other one that people have been talking about, 150 square miles, mostly forest, overgrown brush, was ignited in July, largest ever in the Sierra National Forest. Matter of fact, two firefighters were killed battling the blaze. Yosemite is a small fraction of the valley is a small fraction of this park, which is magnificent. Have you ever been there? 1,100 square miles, home to attractions like Yosemite Falls, El Capitan, Half Dome, the top draw for visitors from not only our country, but all around the world. The valley was closed for tourists about, I think it was the 25th or 26th of last month. Smoke from the local Ferguson fire and others in that region rolled through the park as it, you know, there still is a fire on the outskirts. So that's the story. And they hold a good time. Yosemite is one of the most fabulous places I've ever seen.
Have you been there?
Life.
You've been there.
I drive. Well, you drive. There was certain trips that I've taken to the West Coast when Charlotte and I would go across the country. I'd take different routes all the time. Mm-hmm. And I made it my business to drive around and then through to the extent that I could Yosemite and many of our other national parks, too. When I would just, you know, take my drive, Charlotte and I would take our time. And she could smell all the smells.
Ice cream.
Yeah, right, exactly. All that good stuff. All right, today is National Financial Awareness Day. And not really a holiday, but yes, Financial Awareness Day is about celebrating your financial freedom, which very few of us have. Time to take stock of your financial future. Yes. This all started back in 1946 when John Biggins, a banker in Brooklyn, that's pretty good, I like that alliteration, Biggins, a banker in Brooklyn, introduced the Charge It card, believed to be the first bank card. Local businesses used the card. They forwarded the bill to the bank. Customers did. Frank McNamara and Ralph Schneider introduced Diners Club on this date in 1950 as an alternative to cash. I still have a Diners Club card. Do you?
I was going to say, don't you use the Diners Club?
I still use Diners Club. I like Diners Club.
I have never had one or known anybody except you with one.
Really? Okay. American Express introduced its first credit card in 1958. So that's the story of credit card, the debt that you have. Where does anybody that you know not have a credit card? I don't know anybody who doesn't have a credit card.
I don't know anybody without a credit card. Well, you know what? I'll take that back. You mean someone who's never applied for one or someone who's put it in a freezer and is not able to use it?
Well, either or, I suppose. You know, you can, if you don't use a credit card, as some people say, you can't survive in society. I could imagine surviving in society, but it's very handy, sometimes very handy. Meanwhile, television, okay, let's get to the what's on tonight, Jen.
I'm hoping I don't disappoint you. I'm having some major technical problems right now.
You know what? I'm happy about that because
you're happy.
I think the television sucks at the moment. There's not much good on TV unless you want to report, Kara, on the latest Big Brother.
The Bachelor in Paradise. Did you watch it last night, Kara?
I am so behind. I haven't watched any of it yet. But I do think I think there's another new episode tonight.
There is.
Because it was on Tuesday last week. I didn't realize it's on Monday and Tuesdays now because I'm so out of the loop.
Here's the juice because somehow, I don't know, I'm back again in action. But Bachelor in Paradise is 2 hours on Monday and 2 hours on Tuesday. It's so it's a
two
lot of commitment.
2 hours a
it's
night?
It's a big time commitment.
Who sits there and watches that stuff?
I watched the first episode. I was kind of into it. But I don't know if I can keep up with 4 hours a week. I just can't. All right, so tonight on television, since the computer god just smiled on me, NCIS is new tonight on
CBS.
NCIS is not new tonight. NCIS is all night on CBS is what I meant to say. They have NCIS
all night
and NCIS New Orleans, plus a rerun of Bull. Now, the new stuff tonight, Bachelor in Paradise, new for 2 hours at 8 o'clock, followed by the show that I watched last week, which I'm sort of intrigued by, called Castaways, where they dump a bunch of people off on an island to see if they're going to work better by themselves or alone or however they're going to survive. America's Got Talent is new tonight on NBC at 8 o'clock. Making It, it follows that at 10 o'clock. That's new. Fox has their night of game shows. Beach Shazam starts at 8, followed by Love Connection at 9. And
those are good shows, by the way. Those are good shows.
They're both really good shows. And
I think other than that,
you've got a new Miz and Mrs. on USA after SmackDown on WWE, and Chrisley Knows Best at 10 o'clock after that.
All right, speaking of WWE and the sports news, Jennifer, one of your favorites, one of the legends of the WWE, has passed.
Yeah, this was a sad one. Yesterday I was just minding my own business and saw on Twitter a name that had been trending. Jim the Anvil Neidhart was a member of the Hart Foundation with Bret the Hitman Hart. He died on Sunday evening, 63 years old. TMZ is reporting that he fell at home, hit his head, and succumbed to his injury. So it sounds kind of like a freak accident. He was a founding member of the Hart Foundation. He was a two-time WWF Tag Team Champion with Bret Hart and was known as one of the more intimidating powerhouses of his generation. He's also the father of Natalya, who's a WWE superstar, former women's champion, and he made his debut in the WWE back in 1985. He was the tag team to beat in WWF, WWE. He returned in 1994, forming a tag team with Owen Hart and feuding with his former tag team partner, Bret Hart. They had a formal reunion in 1997, which lasted until he left the company in December of that year. He's been retired pretty much since that time. He came back to WCW in 1998, but for the most part, since the late 90s, he's been home retiring. He had a public battle with substance abuse. He was in rehab a couple of times. But he's been featured on Total Divas on E! Entertainment as the dad to Natalya, who is featured on that show. So, sad.
Here's the story.
Pink and Black Attack is what he used to say.
There's a baseball that was signed by Babe Ruth, Cy Young, Ty Cobb, and more Hall of Famers that was sold at an auction. Most expensive signed baseball ever sold, $623,000. Signed by 11 members who attended the first Baseball Hall of Fame ceremony in 1939. Early baseball greats like Honus Wagner, Walter Johnson, Connie Mack, White Sox player Marv Owen was the one who collected the signatures. Final sale was double that of Babe Ruth. The ball that sold for $388,000 in 2012. That was the previous record for a signed baseball at an auction. $623,000. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doug Steffen, no Victoria today, so I'll be the tech talk person. I'll be the tech talker, Kara. How's that? I'll be the tech talker.
Very cool.
That blue light that beams from your smartphone and your tablet changing cells in your eyes could accelerate blindness. Research at the University of Toledo studying the impact of blue light, which comes from the sun as well as your digital devices, what it does to your eyes. Study found blue light triggers toxic reactions in retinal molecules that sense light and signal your brain. The retinal used by photoreceptors in our eyes is what allows people to see. Results show blue light helps generate poisonous chemical reactions that kill your photoreceptors, which can't be restored once they die. This leads to macular degeneration, an incurable eye disease that causes blindness. I mean, in their 50s and 60s, could be all over. Researchers studying blue light coming from TV, smartphones, tablets, to figure out the impact it has on you during everyday exposure. They advise you to wear sunglasses, filtering UV and blue light, and avoid using their digital devices in the dark. Recent years, companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, introducing blue light filters to limit users' exposure. For example, Apple's iOS and Mac's OS feature a night shift mode where users can adjust displays to warmer colors. So I guess I'm confused here. Should we have it on night mode all the time?
I have mine on night mode pretty much all the time. And I actually, before today, I just had it on from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., which is longer than most people have it. But I actually, I switched it to full time today. But the thing is I'm not completely clear on whether that actually eliminates the blue light or if it just makes it less harsh, because my screen is almost yellow now. But
it really
terrifies me, because I've gone to a lot of concerts and listened to a lot of music my whole life with headphones, and I always just kind of assumed, okay, maybe at some point I'll have some trouble with hearing. But now with phones, and I'm sitting in front of four screens right now, am I going to be blind when I'm 50? And so I just started looking up online to see if I can get prescription glasses they make glasses that you can use that...
filter it out.
Yeah, filter it out. And I'm wondering if I can get normal prescription glasses that have that.
All right, let me know when you...
I'll let you know what I find.
Yeah, because I don't want to... At this point in my life, I've been wearing glasses, helper glasses, since I was in my 40s, and I'm going to have an operation maybe this winter to replace the corneas in my eye and have regular... there's a new operation done by a Russian surgeon in Los Angeles that replaces the cornea. It's a new... it's like wearing a contact, but it's stitched into your eye all the time. You don't have to wear glasses anymore. So let's see how that works out. Meanwhile, popular video game Fortnite finally coming to Android phones.
The Geek Out.
Fortnite is finally coming to Android, and that's big news, but the real headline is that Epic, the game's maker, is bypassing the Google Play Store in an effort to retain the 30% cut of any revenue made from in-game purchases. Now, when released, Android users will download the game directly from the Epic website, and the risk here is that depending on the version of Android, users will have to toggle off a security option, which, if left off, could expose the device to all sorts of malware, and you could see how that could be a problem. We don't yet have a date for Fortnite on Android, but when we do, we'll tell you and also give you best practices on how to download with minimal risk for you or the Fortnite lover in your life.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, you're going to love this one. The safety of our election system doesn't exactly earn a vote of confidence following this year's DEFCON hacking conference in Las Vegas. One session featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Secretary of State, changed the results of the election. Took him 10 minutes to break in and gain access. Child taking part in a DEFCON voting machine hacking village, where youngsters as young as 8 go in attempt to access replica web pages and change information. Company that provides election equipment across the U.S. emailed customers assuring that their machines were safe. What a bunch of crap that is. Ay, ay, ay. Not the fact that he did it, but that they're telling you the safe.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.